Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
So you've got a secret. Well, we have $100. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. The truth will set you free. How do we do this, Kristen?
All right, so you call us up, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. And you tell us something that you've held into the vault of your of your mind, of your heart, of your soul. And you go ahead and tell us this deep, dark secret. The truth will set you free, and we'll also put $100 in your pocket if we think it's legit and if we think it's worthy.
All right, we'll put you on the voice disguiser so it can still somewhat remain a secret. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. You can start lining up right now. In the meantime, Mo asks me an interesting question, a random one this morning that I didn't even think about.
Don't hit yourself so hard.
Double concussion. Uh-huh. He's like, what do you think of Pittsburgh? I'm like, what? What do you mean, what do I think of Pittsburgh? I'm like, yeah, I've been once, and it actually kind of surprised me. I don't know what I was expecting, but first of all, I love Pennsylvania as a state. I don't think that you'll find nicer people in any state outside of Philadelphia.
The city of brotherly love?
Yeah, no. but Pittsburgh itself, I found on the trip that, remember, we had a Burt's Big Adventure that threw a kid that threw the first pitch out at a Pirates game. Mm-hmm. So I went into Pittsburgh. I watched this whole thing go down. I was shocked. Downtown area, at least. Clean, fun, restaurants, bars, people were nice. I'm like, why are you planning on going to Pittsburgh? You going to meet your girl there halfway or something?
So the reason is I've been somewhat on the hook about the future of my parents, the immediate future of my parents, because my dad is head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra. And so obviously Russell, once he was released from the Broncos, it was kind of a question of where was he going to go. There was several teams that he was trying to decide. Behind the scenes, I already kind of had the inkling that he was going to choose Pittsburgh, but I was still holding out that he would choose Atlanta so my parents can live in the same state as me for the first time. And I don't know how long. That would have been great.
So the plan was your mom, wherever your dad went, mom was moving with.
Yeah, so Initially my dad was under the impression that he was going to take off and then my mom was going to still hold it down in Colorado and my dad would just come home when he can. And my mom was like, that's cute. That's not happening. We going together wherever you going. So he finally signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers for 1 year. It's official. And then at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to be visiting Pittsburgh for the first time ever. And so that's why I asked Bert what your thoughts of Pittsburgh was.
It's surprising. It's surprisingly, it's a great city.
Never been.
I never been here. I never heard bad things. I never heard good. I just never really heard much of anything. So I just had like no idea what to expect.
What's so funny, because my sister-in-law is from Pittsburgh and she and my brother are like, they're there right now. She went to go visit her family over the weekend. So the timing is, yeah. All I know about Pittsburgh is, don't they have a lot of bridges?
Yeah, the yellow ones. It's really pretty. I don't know what mountain I came out of and got this beautiful view of Pittsburgh as you come out of it, this tunnel. But there all those bridges are right by the stadium. And, dude, they'll have a great time. I can't say anything like outside of Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh itself's great, man.
I'm looking forward to it. New place to visit. You know, good. Shout out to my parents. They doing their thing, and they up and moving. They're not even wasting much time. So this thing is happening fast.
These are the things you don't think about as a sports fan. When somebody gets traded, you're like, oh, okay, they're just going to pick up and they're going to go to another city. But that's tough on a family right there, man. And then you've got people around you also that are going to have to move as well. That is not an easy year.
How do your sisters feel about it?
That's a good question. I haven't spoken to them too in much detail about it. I know one of them is excited because that's just the way, like, she lives. She's ready to move at any point. She's always looking. She was going to move to California, and then that didn't work out. So I think she's excited. The other one, I'm not so sure, because I know they're going to stay in Colorado. They're not going to move, and they'll be without my parents for, like, I've been for a while, so it'll probably be an adjustment for them, and I didn't even think to ask.
All right, the call's coming in for the truth. We'll set you free. We got a solid batch.
We always do.
That's all I'm saying. It's a solid batch today. 1-855-BIRCHO. You have a secret. Maybe you've never told anybody before. You tell us. If we believe you, we will give you $100. All right, voice disguise are fired up. Good morning, Linda. You are on the Burt Show. The truth will set you free.
Good morning. So I used to work at a t-shirt warehouse, and I was dating this guy. And randomly, he just broke up with me one day, no explanation. And literally the next day, he was dating this girl that was a temp there. And so he would constantly, like, be affectionate with her in front of me, but he worked in the warehouse and I worked in the office. So he would like come in and they'd be kissing and hugging on each other like they were intentionally trying to tick me off.
Rue.
So every time he did that, I'd pee in his Gatorade.
Hey, yo!
That escalated so
months.
For months?
Linda, you did this for months?
Oh, yeah. I did this constantly. Like every time he did it, I peed in his Gatorade.
Yo!
You're going to ask him my feelings?
Wow. And he never, ever, ever realized it for months that it tasted a little weird.
Nope. She ended up getting fired because, like, I told my boss I was going to quit because I just couldn't deal with it. Like, it was just so mean. They were so mean and hurtful about it.
Wow.
And being that she was a temp and I was not, I was, like, the head office person. Yeah, but it went on for months.
All right.
I'm assuming it was the lemon lime flavor.
It was. Yeah, he did. That's the only flavor he ever drank, coincidentally. But, I was just like, all right, you know.
Sure.
Linda, when we say you peed in the, like, how much urine are we talking about here?
Like,
you think she measured it?
What do you think she measured it?
One of them, like, little cups that you, like, you know, have in the bathroom or whatever.
A little Dixie cup worth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kristen wants a diagram.
Hey, listen. Yeah,
did you blend it? Did you shake it?
Were you more of a swirl? Was it shaken, not stirred?
Yeah, we got questions.
It's not like violently shaking it or anything.
Oh, my God. Just make a little cocktail. Just going to shake her out.
All right, Linda, hold on one second.
He would always have it in there. It would be open. Like, I would never mess with it if it hadn't been opened yet. But he would, like, drink some, put it back in the fridge, you know, for later or whatever. So it was so easy to get away with.
God bless him.
$100 there.
Wow.
Sure.
Again, we don't condone any of this behavior, but we find it highly entertaining.
Lindsay, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Yours has to do with a drug dealer.
Yeah, good morning. I'm, like, shaking because I've never told anybody this before. But I was 18 and I was dating this guy. He was not a great person. He was a drug dealer. And he somehow convinced me to rob this guy of his backpack, which had $40,000 in it.
Wait,
So your drug dealer boyfriend basically coerced you into robbing somebody?
Basically, yeah. So there's this guy he was meeting up with. He had a backpack, had all the money in it. I took the backpack and essentially, like, ran away.
Oh, so you were, like, an accessory to the robbery.
Yep. I feel so much better now that I said it out loud.
I don't.
So I'm assuming you never got caught. Your drug dealer boyfriend never got caught. And please tell me you're still not with him.
No. Okay. Like 10 years ago.
Okay.
No. Oh, he kind of got caught, but not me.
All right. Well, your conscience is clean, and we'll give you $100, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you got some good ones cooking today.
Wow, you were not lying.
Does she really need her $100 if she robs someone for $40,000?
Well, it was 10 years ago, and I'm assuming the drug dealer boyfriend probably kept it all.
That's true.
Yep.
Kelly wants to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning. When I was 18, my friend, she's actually one of my best friends. Her dad was 36, super hot. I didn't know him when I was younger, but we met. I met her in high school. And I had sex with him.
You had sex with your best friend's dad?
Yes.
All right, that's good.
We carried on a relationship for like almost a year after that, and she had no idea.
Dang. And you were 18 at the time?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was 18. He was 36. He was only 36.
Now, I'm assuming he was not, like, her parents were divorced.
Oh, yes, yes, they were divorced.
Okay, because you're about to up the ante on that one.
Right, we're about to go to 200 on that one.
I was going to ask you if he was married if you double it up.
Yes, you get $100 for that. And then here is Terry. Good morning, Terry. The truth will set you free. A secret for $100.
My soon-to-be ex-husband, I did a DNA test on him and found out that my grandson is his son. So he's going to get divorce papers and DNA results all the same day.
We're going to have to digest this one. All right, one more time with this.
My husband is getting divorce papers and DNA results from where I did a DNA test on my grandson to prove that he was actually his father.
All right, so it's not your grandson, it's your husband's son. So who did your husband sleep with to turn your grandson into his son?
My daughter.
Hey, yo.
Woo! Whoa.
I mean, like, that took my breath away.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Imagine what it did to me.
Yeah, I think we'll give you $200 for this one.
Can you process that?
We're all sitting here clutching our pearls.
Yeah.
We don't have pearls on.
We want to cover the cost of the DNA test and then give you some.
Serious.
Thanks. That's a good one for Abby's breakup breakdown, huh?
Yeah.
Do you want to come on today? Dead ass. You hit me up, Abby@thebirdshow.com. We'll talk today.
Terry, would you go on that podcast?
Abby, I already sent you an email, baby.
There you go.
Okay, let's chat today. You're coming on tomorrow.
Abby cleared the whole schedule. Let's do it.
Hold on one sec, Terry. I'll take one more here.
Do we dare? Do we even dare take another one? Like,
Only because I see potential for a next step on this one for additional cash.
Okay.
It'll be obvious in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Jared, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you? Okay, the truth is going to set you free for $100. What do you got?
So when I was 14 or 15, I'm 23 now. When I was 14 or 15, me and a group of friends, we were pulling out of my driveway, and me and my parents had identical matching Toyota trucks. And we were pulling out of the driveway real quickly to go grab some food, and I may or may not have had a little accident and hit the bumper of my parents' truck.
Okay.
So I kept it on the down low. Didn't say anything as a kid would do. And I went to school the next day, and I got a notification on Facebook that my mom made a Facebook post and had said, whoever hit my car with an Ingles shopping cart, I will find out. I will look at the cameras, and I will press charges. And, you know, to this day, I never heard anything about it. I never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
She does listen to the Burt Show, so she puts two and two together. She might figure it out.
So to this day, she doesn't know. Here's where I up the ante. I give you $500 if, when we come back in 10 minutes, you allow us to call your mom and you confess to your mom what happened those years ago.
Oh, man.
He should have saw this one coming.
Oh, I should have. Oh, no.
You don't have to take it. There it is, $500 right here. You can do it in 10 minutes. Clear your conscience.
Clear your conscience.
What's she going to do, ground you?
Yeah.
I really can't. She's got a lot going on right now.
Okay, then don't do it.
Okay.
I just couldn't do it.
Okay. All right. I've got some wise decisions.
Then $100.
Yeah, he gets the $100.
Yes,
for sure. All right, Jared, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. You got $100, all right?
Of course. Thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful morning.
Okay. That's a one-time deal, too, Jared. Don't be calling me back in a couple of weeks.
The Burt Show.